that the side of Kiyum is that Bezdin has to hear that these two signatures were not forged. So if that's the Eidus, what Bezdin has to hear, they have to hear it from two Eidim. So you have to have two Eidim on this signature that it's not forged, and two Eidim on the other signature. Like every Shtar has two Eidim signed in it. So therefore you have to have two Eidim saying on both signatures. Therefore one and one is not enough. You have to have a third person that also knows both signatures. So now you have two people on each signature. That's Rabbi Shita. But the Divrei Chachamim, the Chiddush here is one of the Chachamim say, the Chachamim hold no, Almoneh Shebishtar Hainidim. That's how we have Kiyum, that doesn't have to know the signatures are not forged. True, that's what we hear. We hear that it's not forged. But what Bezdin takes out of this is that they hear from the people that are being Mekayim Bishtar that the actual Havod alone took place. That means Almoneh Shebishtar Hainidim. This is a deed of Shtar that's saying that a loan took place, that Shimon borrowed $1,000. So when the two Eidim tell us that they know the loan took place, that's what Bezdin has to hear for Shas Tekiyim. So over here, each Eidechot says, I know this is my signature. By you saying it's your signature, you're also telling us that what's signed in the Shtar is okay. So you're like telling us you know the loan that took place. And when the second Eidechot says that his signature that's good, he's also like relating to Bezdin that the loan took place. So Bezdin hears now from two Eidim that the loan took place. That's enough. That's called Kiyum. That's the Chiddush HaKontra Chomin. Even though the way you Mekayim the Shtar is, the two Eidim come and say, Ksav Yadein, who's there? Like we recognize the signatures, it's not forged. But what Bezdin takes out of that is that we hear that the loan, whatever it says in the Shtar is true. So if you hear it now from these two Eidechos, like from two Eidim, that's enough to make him. So Mar says, Pshita, of course that's the Pshat. So Mar says, no. Not the time I could have thought that L'Rebbe Svukei Misafkulei. It could be according to Rebbe, maybe Rebbe has a doubt. What's the real Pshat? Iyak Sav Yodim Heimidim. Is it really, really true, like I just said, that according to Rebbe, the Kiyum is each Eid is saying upon his signature, and we have to have two Eidim on each signature? Or maybe no, Rebbe himself has a doubt that maybe Almoneh Shebishtar Heimidim, maybe Rebbe also agrees that there's a doubt that maybe the Pshat from Kiyum is they're just relating to Bezdin that the actual Havvor, when it says Nishtar, took place. So therefore we go the Chumra like both ways. Therefore in our Mishnah, when you only have these two Eidim, that each one only knows his own signature, Rebbe has a doubt maybe they're saying Eidus on the signatures, and therefore you need a third person to make it like you have two Eidim on each signature. So Chumra, what's the difference? The Gemara says, now, Nafkamina, there is a Nafkamina. Now, that I say that maybe Rebbe has a doubt that it could be really, it's Almoneh Shebishtar Hainidim. What's the doubt? So what's the Nafkamina? The Gemara says like this. Heicha demis chad minayu. What's going to be these two Eidim now that signed in the Shtar, and one of them died? One of the two died. Demis chad minayu. So now, you only have one alive. So this one alive, let's say he's saying, I know this is my signature. And I also know my friend's signature. So really what you should think to say is all you have to have is just one more raid to say on the second signature. So no, I'll tell you Liboyi Shnayim Min Ashuk. You'll need now two Eidim coming from the street. Lohoya Dolov. To say Eidus over here. You'll have to have two new Eidim from the street coming in and telling us that they recognize the other signature. There's this Eid that's alive. He could tell us he knows this signature. That's good. But he's not allowed to also help us out on the other than one signature. We have to have, the Chiddushes will have to have two Eidim on the other signature. Why? Because the Imkain, if you're not going to have two Eidim on the other signature, but rather just this one Eid that's alive, he's going to say he knows his own signature, and that he's never 100%, but he's also going to tell us that he knows the other one signature. So the Chiddush you should need now is just one more Eid Echad saying they know the other signature. Like we have now two Eidim on the other signature, and he's telling us on his own signature that's the best thing. But I'll tell you, maybe that's not going to be good. The Imkain, because if so, Konofik Nochi Riva de Mamoina Apu Medechad Sadi. It's like 3/4 of the money is going because of one Eid. And that's no good. Like Rashi explains, Rashi has a Richasim. But the Yisrael, when we need two Eidim, the Pshat is like, you have to have Chatzi Yalzeh V'Chatzi Yalzeh. And we have to have two Eidim, the Torah says, Rashi says, the anan al pishnayim edim binim, chatzi dover al piv shalze, the chatzi dover al piv shalze. That we have to have two edim, half is saying from one, and the other half we have from the other aid. Hilkach, therefore, in this case, what's going on here? That one aid died from the shtar. Now, the one aid that's alive, when he tells us this is my ksav yodai, he's like Neman. He's telling us his own signature. We have no doubt on his signature, he's Neman. The question is about the other signature. It's not your signature, so we have to have then two aidim telling us about the other signature. Now, if this first aid is going to be one of the aidim on the second signature, and you'll have just one more aid for the second signature, it's like this. The original aid, his signature, he said completely by himself. That's like 50% worth of the shtar. The other 50%, he's helping out, and another raid. Seems like taking a quarter of that signature also. See, he has three quarters, and the other raid is only saying one quarter. That will be psul. So if the halacha is that minasofik maybe Rebbe holds that the edim are saying al monish shtar, the edim are not telling us on the signatures, but there's an ask here from these two edim about the loan took place. This would be possible. It wouldn't be enough to have this one aid saying his own signature, because then he's saying he knows 50% of the loan. And then on the other aid, him and one more aid together, again he's adding to the other 50% a quarter of it. So he's saying three quarters of the aidis, that's no good. So then we would have thought what you would need is two separate aidim coming to stay on the second aidis. So those two aidim are taking out 50%. And you, the aid that's alive, he's saying on his signature, that's also 50%. That would be okay. And therefore, I would have thought Rebbe has a suffix, and therefore, for Hochel Lechumra, Hochel Lechumra, maybe both ways I have to go Lechumra, that Rebbe is only a suffix. Therefore, in the case of our Mishnah, it's not enough to have just one more person, it's not enough to have these two Eidechots. Each one saying he knows his own Sav, but you have to have a third one there to make it two and two. But maybe Rebbe also has the doubt that they are maybe saying on the Mona Shebishtar that saying about the Halvor took place. And in the case where one died, we would have to have two aidim from the street. Kamash Mulano, the Chiddush is now that the Rebbe Mifshap Shitalei. When Rebbe tells us the Chiddush in the Mishnah that the aidim are saying upon their own signatures, he says it for sure. He has no doubt. And Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. There's no difference whether it's Lekula or Lechumra. That's what Rebbe holds. That the Eidei Kiyam are telling us, it's an Eidus, that they know the signature is their signature. It's not forged. So therefore, in the Mishnah, when you have only these two Eidim, and each one only recognizes his own signature, it's not enough, because you only have one Eid on each signature. And there's an ask there from two Eidim that the two signatures are okay. So now Mishnah, you have to pull in a third party to know both Eidim in the Shtar. And now Beznir is from two and two that the two signatures are okay. Who I did in this case where one aid dies, it would be enough now for the one aid to stay upon his signature and a loss to be made on the other one's signature. And all you need now is just one more aid also to recognize both signatures. Because the aid this is, we need from two aidim to recognize both signatures. So you, as the first aid, you recognize your signature and you also recognize your friend's signature. That's 50%. Now the other aid has to also come and recognize both signatures. So the Chiddush is, that's kosher. But that's the Chiddush I was saying now, that Rebbe holds for sure his Shita, and he has no doubt. And why the Yom Rav Yudam Rav, that Shnayim Hachsumam al Ashtar, if two people signed in the Shtar says that Reuben owes $1,000, the Shtar Milva, Umeisechad Mehen, and one of these two Eidim died now. So now when we come to Bezdin to collect the money with the Shtar, we have to have Kiyim. Bezdin has to make sure the signatures were not forged. The halacha is tzrichim shnayim min hashuk. According to Chachom Shita now Mishnah, even though the one aid is alive and he's saying that he knows his signature is true, he can't say aidus on the second signature. We don't let him send the second signature, but rather tzrichim shnayim min hashuk. We need two new aidim coming from the street, lo yadolov, to say aidus upon the second signature, because according to Chachomim they hold the aid is saying upon the mona shebishtar. You're not so much saying upon the signatures, but you're saying you know the fact that the loan took place. So when the first aid that's alive is saying on his signature, he's like saying 50% of the aidus. So if we're going to use him to also say for the other aid, he'll be saying three quarters. That's no good. Therefore, he could only say on his signature. But for the other signature, we need two other aids from the street. And in this we say, Bezu Rebbe Lekula, Rabbanan Lechumra. That in this fact, Rebbe is a Mekel, like we just said. Because Rebbe holds for sure the Edikiyam are not saying on the Munna, they're not saying upon the fact what it says in the Shtar alone took place, they're only saying upon their Edis, the signatures, that it's true. So even though the Ed that's alive is saying he knows his signature is true, and the other one's signature is true, that's only 50%. Now when you have one more Ed saying he knows both signatures, he's saying the other 50%, and that's good. So this way, Rebbe is a Mekel and the Rabban will be a Chumra. Now the Gemara says, "Vileka trei el echad mai." That's going to be according to Chacham Mishita. Again, you have these two Edim signed in the Shtar, and one Ed died. So you only have one alive. And we only have one other Ed that knows about the signatures. We don't have two more Edim. So what can we do now? How can we make Kiyam according to Chachamim? According to Chachamim, we can't use these two, because then the one that's alive, he's saying three quarters. So how do we get about it? So Amar Abaye, Abaye says like this, Lichtoiv chasimas yadayi vachaspa. The one Ed that's alive, let him sign his signature on a piece of paper. A chaspa means like a dirty piece of paper. A chaspa means an earthly kli. A kli will soon see that he can't use for a shtar. It's on a shemata like. Write your signature down. V'shad yalei bebedina. And send it into Bezdin. O mechaska lei bebedina. And Bezdin like will make a henpik, will check out your signature, not from your Edis, but from this piece of paper you're sending now. They'll like check out and see to where the signatures look alike, so they'll know the signature is not forged. The chodzalei, and they'll like see it, that they'll be mekayim the shtar, your one signature. So now one signature, Bezdin knows is true. What do we have to have Eidim for? Only for the second true. For like tzorech iuli asudi achsimos yadayu. Now the Eid that's alive, he's not going to have to say Eidus on his own signature. Of course, on his own signature, Bezdin knows is true from the fact he signed, and Bezdin compared the signatures. So as Eidus, he didn't say a word yet. So now what you do is we only have a doubt about the second Eid. The one that died, is this signature forged or not? So what you do now is v'ozal ihu fahai, let the first Eid that's alive, and the one Eid now that knows both signatures, or masavi aiduch, let these two come and say Eidus now in the second Eidus. So it's not called three quarters upon the Eid that's alive. Because the Eid that's alive, on his own signature, he didn't say Eidus at all. The way to get around it is, just write it down on a piece, sign your name on a piece of paper, and send the piece of paper to Bezdin. So Bezdin checks it out himself now, and they see that's kosher. So you didn't say Eidus at all. We'll only use your Eidus for the second ksav. On the second signature, you and another Eid, both are saying 50%, that's kosher. Now the Gemara says, the case when you want Bezdin to check out your signature, by writing it down on a piece of paper, your signature, and sending it to Bezdin, you should know, for daska chaspa, only use it on earthly kli, or on a shemata like, that they can't make a shtar, that somebody shouldn't find it, and write an IOU on it. Avala megilta, but if you want to write it down on a megillah, on a piece of cloth, a piece of parchment, or lav daska parchment, any piece of paper, that you can write a shtar on, loy, you should not sign your name on a piece of paper. Why? Dilma mishkachla inish lemaili. Maybe somebody will find this piece of paper, like maybe you lose it, and somebody will find it that's not such a nice person. The cost of Alavayo, my the boy, and he'll write on top of this whatever he wants to write a nice IOU, like you signed it. So write IOU $1 million, and he'll have his signature on it, and he signed it, and you're holding it now. So God will be able to get money away from you. So you have to be careful not to sign your name on a good piece of paper, that could be a shtar. Or else Tosafot says, "V'hu adin areisha de mekilta." You could also sign on top of the piece of paper, even if it's a good, like a cloth. But if you sign your name on top, the guy can't write an IOU, because usually when you write the IOU, you sign on bottom. So another way would be either sign your name all the way on top, or else use a shmata, use a piece of paper that anyway is possible for a shtar. It's something you could erase it. So anyway, Bezdin won't use it. Yeah. Oh, Tanan, we learned. The Gemara in Bava Basra said, "Hoytziyolo ksav yodoy." If somebody takes out a ksav yodoy, an IOU that has your signature on it, that you owe me $1 million, shulchayiv loy. That if I have an IOU saying you owe me the money, goyvim nechasa b'nei chayrin, you could use such a shtar like that, even though you don't have two Edim sign on it. That's an IOU. If the guy himself, a Reuven himself, signed a piece of paper, and on top of that it says that I owe you $1,000, so the Shimon now that's holding the piece of paper could collect. Our korban from B'nai Chayrin means only from the property that Shimon has now. But if Shimon sold something to somebody else from Lekuchos, you can't go and collect. Since it doesn't have a koil, there's no edim signed on the shtar, it's not called a good shtar. That's what we say with the shtar, kamonai mishabodim. That means if you lend Shimon $1,000, and then the next week Shimon sells some property, and later you come back and Shimon has no money, you're allowed to take away that property that Shimon sold. That's only if he had a good shtar first with edim signed on it. Then we say a koil goes out, everybody knows the way Shimon knows the money. So the person shouldn't have bought the property of Shimon. He has to have the doubt that maybe they'll come and collect it away from him. But over here, that it wasn't Adin, just your Ksav Yod, just the IOU on it, that's not enough to make a koil. Therefore, you could only collect from the Chosim B'nei Chorin. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'divrei Chachamim. In our Mishnah, we pass in the Kudu like the Chachamim, at least the case of the Mishnah, that if these two Adin, each one just tells us he recognizes his own signature, that's enough. Because the Edom don't have to hear that the signatures are true. The main thing that Bezdin has to hear is that the money of the loan took place. And they hear from these two Edom, now the loan took place, that's enough. So Gemara says, Pshit, of course that's the halacha. The klal is, Yochid v'rab, malacha k'rabim. We always pass like the rabim. So Gemara says, Ma, the Tamar, word of thought. Halacha k'rabi mechaveroi. We know usually the klal is, even though somebody argues on Rebbe, we always pass like Rebbe. If only one person argues on him, we always pass like Rebbe. Maybe somebody would make a mistake to think, the same way if a rabbin, if a lot of people are arguing on Rebbe, maybe you'll see a paskin like Rebbe. Kaman Shmuel, no, it's not like that. When do we paskin like Rebbe? Only if one person is arguing on him. When you have a chachomim, a rabbin, that are arguing against him, then the loch is like the chachomim. We'll soon see. The reason to make a mistake is, because here the svara really is like Rebbe. Like Rebbe in the Mishnah makes much more sense. The chachomim shita is a tremendous chiddush. Like even though Kiyam is, you're saying Zeksav Yodai, you're telling Bezdin, you know this is your signature. The Chum say it's not that Bezdin has to hear that it's your signatures are not forged, but Bezdin has to hear that the loan took place. That's a tremendous Chiddush. So what we'll see later, sorry, I would have thought that here the Halach is like Rebbe, Kamashla, no, still the Klal is Halach HaKarabin, we pass let Rabbonin. Simenach Norchad. Omalei Rab Chanano Bar Chiyo, Rebbe Yehuda. That's Rebbe Yehuda. The Yarmulon, some say, was Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, or Rav Yehuda. The Yarmulon, some say, was Rav Chiya, Bar Yehuda, or Rav Yehuda. Omiyam, or Shmuel Hochi, is it true that Shmuel Paskin, that the loch was like the Chachamim in our Mishnah, that all you have to have Kiyim is just one aid on each signature, that's enough. I go, who, Shtoro, the Nofit, Mivedina, the Mar Shmuel. There's a star that came out of the Bezdin of Shmuel. Shmuel was the Rosh Bezdin. And there was a shtar halvor, and there was a shaila, is it true or not? So the had of Edom come and be mekayim the shtar to say they know the signatures are true. And Shmuel, the Rosh Bezdin, wrote in the shtar that the loch is after Bezdin checks out the signatures and knows that it's not forged. Now Bezdin puts a henpik on the shtar, which means they themselves write in the shtar that we know that this and this happened, and we know that such and such a person came and told us that the signatures are not forged. Therefore, the shtar is okay. That's the henpik. Now, how did Shmuel sign on this henpik? It said like this: "Deviksivbe midiosa Rav Onon Barchia v'yased achasimos yodei." It's written in the shtar. The way the aid that was signed in the shtar, Rav Onon Barchia, he himself came in front of me, Shmuel, in front of the dayan, and said he knows this is his signature. V'yadachad yamei, and he also told us that he recognizes the other one's signature. Omanu, who was the other aid signed in the shtar? Rav Chonin bar Rabba. That's what one aid said. So the kids of this aid, Rav Anan, said he knows his signature and the other ones. And who are din umidiyos to Rav Chonin? Then the second aid came to us in front of the Bezdin of Shmuel. The Rav Chonin bar Rabba, the asid, and he said, Adis, achasimos yodei. He said he recognizes this as his signature. The adachadi amei, and also on some of the other one also. Omani, who was the second aid there? Rav Onan bar Chiya. That's what Shmuel wrote down on his henpik. And he said, after I hear from these two aids, and the way both of them know, both signatures, Ashan Nuhu, Vekaim Nuhu, Kidachazi. We're giving our approval and saying it's a strong star. You can use this star. But our koponim, how do you see Shmuel made a henpik? That Shmuel made each aid say, not only on his own signature, but on the other aid's signature also. Lechur, that's like Rebbe Shita in our Mishnah, not like the Chachamim. So if Shmuel just got finished saying that Lechur is like the Chachamim, why did Shmuel have to make it that each aid says on his own and on the other one? And would it have been enough just each one only saying your own? That's the Chacham Shrita. So why did Shmuel have to make it that each aid said on the other ones also? So Gemarian says, Amalei answered back, Ohu Shtar Diyas Mevi. This was a special case. It was a shtar that orphans came. An orphan, a son that lost his father, came to Bezdin to have a shtar the way that somebody owes us $1,000. So now, V'chash Shmuel LeBezdin Toyin. Bezdin saw that an orphan, a Yosem, came. He wanted to make sure that nobody could jip this Yosem. So he was afraid maybe later on, if I give a regular henpik, the way I hold the locher is, that all you have to have is just each aid saying on their own signatures, that's enough. Shmuel was afraid maybe later these Yisoyimim will take it out to another Bezdin, that Bezdin will make a mistake. V'sova Shmuel, Dilmi Iko de Svir Lei Halacha Kerevi Mechaveroi, V'loi Mechaverov, that another Bezdin will make a mistake, even though they know this klal, that usually we only paskin like Rebbe against one, but not against the plural of few people. Overho, but in this case, maybe, Afilo Mechaveroi, maybe here that Bezdin will make a mistake and think we paskin like Rebbe here, even against the Rabbin. Well, like we said, the Svari is, because here it's more of a Svara, like Rebbe is saying, that the Eidim should be to Bezdin, we know that the signatures are true, and you should have to have two Eidim on each signature. So Shmuel was afraid that maybe later on in life, these Yisoyimim will take it to a Bezdin, and if Shmuel only put a henpik the way you're supposed to, that Bezdin will make a mistake and not use the henpik. They'll think maybe the loch is like Rebbe. Therefore, Shmuel now, Sovar, Eved Ravcha, let me make it good according to all Shittas. In order that these Yisoyimim now, this orphan, should not ever come to lose out. That's why this special shtar, Shmuel was makpid to make the henpik that would be good even according to Rebbe Shita. Not because the loch is like Rebbe. The loch would have been enough to do like the Chomin. But he was just afraid that maybe somebody later would make a mistake, so he wanted this henpik to be good even according to Rebbe Shita. If you have an eight, in other words, again, we have this shtar that says a loan took place that Shimon owes $1,000. And on the shtar itself, there's a henpik. Rashi says, shtar shakosim by henpik. You have a shtar that there's a henpik, that the Bezdin also signed on it, that they know it's okay. The chasmu adayonim al henpik shaloi. Rashi says later on, when the Malva took out the shtar to collect his $1,000, Irur Haloiva, the Loiva now, the one that borrowed the money, complained. Loiva Mezuyifu, he said, you should know the shtar is Mezuyif. Even though the shtar has a seal from Bezdin that know it's good, but when now you come to the third Bezdin, wherever they came, to collect the money, the Loiva came and time that no, I'm telling you the shtar is Mezuyif. It was forged. So locher is, the Bezdin you're at right now, they again have to have a henpik. If the Leiva time is it was forged, there's this suffix, Bezdin has to check it out again. So how do you check it out? So Gemara says now, aid for diamond starfin. Let's say you only have one aid that from the original aid that says he knows, or else we're Mekayim one aid. One of the aidim that signed those signatures, we find out that's the true signature. It's not forged. And now the Dayanim also signed in the shtar. And will be Mekayim, one of the dying signatures. That we find out now this dying signature is also okay. So the Chura, could you put the two together or not? So Rav Yehuda Mashmul says Mitzvah, you can put the two together. Even though we don't know that both Eidim are kosher, or we don't know that both that Dayanim that signed there are also kosher, we only know one Eid is kosher and one dying is kosher. That's enough, you can put the two together. And maybe you can collect money from the Shtar. So Omar Rami Bachoma, Kama Milo, Hi Shmaita. Like, how good is this? Like, Chom Abacham also agreed to this. Agreed to Yudah Mashmuel that it's good. Omar Rabba said back, no. My Mayusa, what's so good about this? My de Kamaset Sadi, Sado, Loi Kamaset Dayana. That the Eidim and the Dayana Mukhurate say two different things. Oh, my de Kamaset Dayana, that the Dayana are telling us, Loi Kamaset Sadi is not what the Eidim are saying. In other words, like Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, Eidim hashtar midim al monashiv hashtar. The Eidim that saw the loan took place, their main hagadah is, they know the loan took place, that's what they're saying on. Kirabonim, that we paskin in the Mishnah. According to the Chom Shita, the Ikra of Kiyim is, that Bezdin hears from the Eidim that the loan took place. For Dayonim yidim, fnein on the skyim, the Dayonim now, they don't know for sure the loan took place. All the Dayanim know is that the signatures are okay. So who are they saying two different things? So how could you put the two together? That's Rabbi's kasha. First of all, Yehuda and Shmuel holds no. That together, even the Dayanim, once they know the signatures are true, they're also like telling us they know the milva took place. It's the same thing, like the Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel svar is, once the Dayanim know that the signatures are true, so maybe they have a right to believe what it says in the Shtar, and the Shtar says the loan took place. So it's also considered like the Dayanim are also telling us the loan took place. Alright, so that's this machloikis rovo in the Yehuda and Shmuel. Right, Elo Simar said like this, Elo Kiyosi Romi by Cheskel. When Romi by Cheskel came, Omri said like this, Leite Tesino Lahani Kloli De Karli Yehuda Yachi. Don't listen to my brother Yehuda, what he's telling you. Mishmei Di Shmuel, they're saying over the name of Shmuel. Because he also disagrees. His first member was Omri of Yehuda Mashmuel. So Rabbi Cheskel, Romi by Cheskel saying, don't trust my brother to say the name of Shmuel, like he holds like Rava, that no, you can't put the two together. A dying and an aid cannot be put together. Mara says now,